Live from the studios of KVTA, Ventura County's inspiration station, this is The Kim Pagano Show. Kim is Ventura County's mom and so much more, bringing value every day in every way. Join Kim and her friends every Saturday as they interview interesting and inspirational guests, everyone from authors and entertainers to doctors and experts. From A to Z, Kim's got you covered. And now here's Ventura County's mom and so much more. It's Kim Pagano.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome. Welcome to the Kim Pagano Show, the brighter side of life. I hope to say that because we actually have the power to make every day start your day in a positive way. And of course, I do want to remind you, if you are driving right now, if you miss any part of our show, you can download our podcast, and that is on all of the podcast stations, the Kim Pagano Show, and also follow us through social. And of course, I want to also remind you that you can stream us here on kvta.com. And we have a great show for you today. Also, I would love to share that I'm going to be doing an online show, and it is all about breaking through to your next, whatever your next is in life. And it could be your next chapter, it could be your next whatever. And so I'd love you to join me. Our phone number here is 805-419-0008. That's 805-419-0008. You can text me with me, and I will get you signed in. It is absolutely free, but I would love to share that with you. And of course, I always start my show with something uplifting. And today's is, you deserve to work in a career you absolutely love. And if you're not loving working and going to where you are, it should be like you never work a day in your life. That is really a true saying. So I would love to invite you to do that. All right. Well, I am really excited. I want to introduce my first guest, Michael Platt. His book is, and I'm going to say it for some reason, what is it? Adrenaline. Can you help me out, Michael?
Well, it's adrenaline dominance.
Adrenaline dominance. I love that. I mean, we need some adrenaline when we're doing whatever we do here. And he's been a board certified internal medicine. He maintains a practice in Palm Desert. I love it. So close for us to be able to do that. And devoted to wellness and preventive approach to illness. And you're known nationally, internationally, an innovative approach to natural hormone replacement. Welcome, Michael, and thank you so much for being here.
I'm glad to be here.
I think I had too much adrenaline that I couldn't even say the word. How about that?
Well, you're probably a creative type person, and creative people actually have the most adrenaline.
Oh, see? There you go. I love it.
Talk
to us a little bit about what prompted you to investigate this overlooked impact of adrenaline on health. And so, I mean, just right off there, creative people have higher adrenaline?
People don't understand what adrenaline does and why the body uses it. Most people think of it as a fight or flight hormone, and it is, but people in danger, that's a rare reason why the body puts out adrenaline. The primary function of adrenaline is to raise sugar levels for the brain. And most people don't realize that the brain actually uses more sugar than any other tissue of the body. And anytime the body detects that the brain is low in sugar, it puts out adrenaline to raise sugar levels. And the thing about adrenaline, it's a hormone and it's a neurotransmitter, but it's a very powerful hormone and neurotransmitter. So it can really affect the quality of life of people. Adrenaline is like the number one reason why people have trouble sleeping. It's an anger hormone. It's where road rage comes from. In school, ADHD is caused by excess adrenaline. And there are and anxiety. A lot of people suffer from anxiety, and that's only caused by adrenaline. And it just goes on and on. And the book that I wrote, you know, because I've always been interested in hormones, is the only book that I'm aware of that talks about adrenaline and the conditions it causes, and most importantly, you had to treat it. So that's what I want to share with your listeners. It starts at an early age. You know, you've heard of babies that have colic. That's adrenaline, and you can actually
So that's adrenaline too. How does is it by taking hormones? Is it how can you help yourself?
Well, you know, first of all, people have to understand that if they have excess adrenaline, it's genetic. In other words, inherited from one or both parents. ADHD, if you have a child with ADHD, that means one or both parents have ADHD. But the thing is that once you know how to control and manage adrenaline, you can get rid of conditions like ADHD in 24 hours. You can get rid of road rage in 24 hours. You can actually get rid of fibromyalgia. That takes a little bit longer, but it'll take about 2 or 3 weeks to get rid of fibromyalgia, but you can get rid of it, even though the doctors say it's incurable. There's a condition called PMDD, premenstrual dysphoric disorder, that doctors say is incurable. There are women that vomit throughout their entire pregnancy. It's called hyperemesis gravidarum, which is also caused by adrenaline. And the cyclical vomiting syndrome. You know, when a child gets that, they have to hospitalize them because he can't stop vomiting. And again, that's also caused by adrenaline. And all of this is unknown to the medical system. And it shouldn't be. But the problem is that treating it doesn't involve prescription medication. And so drug companies have no interest in it. So nobody's paying for, you know, studying this.
Wow. I mean, you even have autism on your book here. Weight gain, right? I mean, there's like, I'm looking at your book, like there's so many things that are caused by this. So how, I mean, obviously this is your profession and your passion. How do you treat people? What can we do? How can you help people?
Well, one of the big problems with our whole medical system is that the doctors get very little training in treating the cause of illness. You know, they're trained to give out Band-Aids, you know,
correct,
drugs. And this is why people never get better. They're treated, but they're not better. And so when it comes to adrenaline, in order to treat it, you have to, again, approach it from the reason why the body's putting it out, adrenaline. And so, as I mentioned before, the body uses adrenaline to raise sugar levels. By the way, a creative brain is very active and uses that. That's why the body keeps on putting out adrenaline, because the creative brain uses up sugar very quickly. But anyway, the way to approach excess adrenaline is to provide the brain with the two different fuels that it requires. One is glucose, that's sugar. And the best source of glucose for the brain comes from vegetables. And the reason for that, the sugar from vegetables do not produce a lot of insulin. So, and then the other fuel, which is even more important for the brain, are ketones. And instead of going on a ketogenic diet, you can get ketones directly from coconut oil or something called MCT oil, which comes from coconut oil. And
MCT oil? Is that what you said?
Medium chain triglyceride oil, which has no flavor. You can add it to anything. A lot of people put it in coffee. They call it bulletproof coffee. But
nice.
And then the only other thing you would need is progesterone cream. Now, most people think of progesterone as a woman's hormone. They don't realize that men and women have the identical hormone. And men actually stop making progesterone around the age of 50. And it's after the age of 50 they start getting prostate cancer and they start putting on weight around the middle because they no longer have progesterone to block estrogen and block insulin, which puts on the weight. So it's an important hormone for both men and women. It's extremely safe to use in children, which you don't think of. You don't think of giving hormones to your kids, but, they need. So a baby with colic, you just put some progesterone cream on his belly, and about 5 minutes, the colic is gone instead of staying up all night with it. And then bedwetting in children is caused by excess adrenaline. And you can get rid of that in 24 hours. They don't have to deal with it for months or years.
That's incredible. So let me ask you, you also have insights to offer for depression, right? That's a huge, I mean, our world has so much depression, especially after the pandemic. What's your thought on that?
Well, again, when it comes to depression, you need to treat the cause. And internalization of anger is one of the major causes of depression. And the main thing that causes anger is adrenaline. It's an anger hormone. And so you can, so it's helpful for that. And anxiety is only caused by adrenaline. And people talk about stress, and stress is only caused by adrenaline. There a lot of your listeners might be concerned about weight. And I am absolutely convinced that excess adrenaline is the number one cause of weight gain. And the reason for that, adrenaline peaks at 2:30 in the morning when people are lying in bed. And remember, the reason why the body's putting it out is to raise sugar levels. And it's a powerful hormone. It creates stress to the body. So the body responds to the stress by putting out another hormone called cortisol. And the first thing that cortisol does, it also raises sugar levels. So while people are lying in bed, they're putting out two hormones that raise sugar, and they're not burning it up. So all that extra sugar that the body is making goes into their fat cells. And nobody ever talks about this.
Right. So, Michael, this all makes sense. It really does. But what? So how do you treat your patients?
I'm sorry, how do I treat it?
Yeah.
Yeah. So there's two things. Number one, you need to give the brain the right fuel, which is the glucose from vegetables and ketones from coconut oil and MCT oil. And then the only other thing you need is a 5% progesterone cream. Now, 5% means that each pump is 50 milligrams, and that's the exact strength you need to block adrenaline. And you can get that over the counter. You can get it on my website.
You're kidding. And let me ask you, okay, I need you to send me some, please. But okay. Let me ask you a question. And where do you use it? I've heard like on your size of your thighs. Is that where you use it? Or
the best place to put progesterone cream is on the inner arm, and you rub two arms together. But people that have a lot of adrenaline always carry tension in the back of their neck. And this can actually cause tinnitus because the tense muscles cut off the blood flow to the inner ear. And it also causes severe headaches called occipital neuritis. And occipital neuritis causes excruciating headaches. Very often they shoot right into the back of the eye. They're always, 100% of the time, they're mistaken for migraine. And but these are not migraine headaches, and these kind of headaches are easy to get rid of just by putting progesterone cream on the back of the neck.
Wow.
You know,
chance of, like, I always hear that, does it have any correlation with cancer?
Not, progesterone actually helps kill cancer cells in the breast. It certainly does not cause cancer. It's an extremely safe hormone to use. And you don't even have to test for it before you start to use it. It's so safe.
You don't have to test for it. Okay. So, first of all, can you give us your website?
I can do that. It's www.plattwellness.com, P-L-A-T-T, plattwellness.com.
Did you say flat wellness?
Flat, P like computer, L-A-T-T, wellness, flatwellness.com.
Okay.
And, you know, they can get my book on my website. My other book, which is called The Miracle of Bioidentical Hormones, and which has literally brought thousands of patients to my office from all over the country and all over the world came in because of that book. And it's a different type of hormone book because it tells people how to use hormones to get better. Even things like asthma can be treated.
Wow. How long have you been doing this?
long time. I've been involved with hormones since 1995. But you know, I had the advantage of sitting down and talking to people for about 2 hours, and you learn a lot about the body, you know, just
right.
talking to somebody. And that's when I realized that a lot of people have the same kind of symptoms, and they all seem to be related to excess adrenaline. And nobody had ever talked about adrenaline. And I couldn't find any books to talk about adrenaline. So I decided to write one.
You know, I love it. Yeah, you saw the market there. I would love to have you back and talk about your other book too, your hormones, because I really believe that that's probably the other culprit, correct?
Well, hormones control everything in the body, and doctors get very little training in hormones. And I
right.
hate to say this, especially gynecologists.
Yeah.
And they're the ones that treat women.
Well, I love it. Michael Platt, thank you so much for joining us here on the Kim Pagano Show. Please download our podcast. And after it airs here on radio, then it goes on to our podcast, the Kim Pagano Show. And I'd love to have you back and also try some of your stuff and talk about your other book.
Well, okay. let me know.
Okay. I'll reach out to you.
But by the way, I should mention that chest cream is good for dogs also that have separation anxiety. And it goes inside the ear. The cream goes inside the ear. And it'll get rid of it in about 1 minute.
1 minute? That's too long.
Yeah. I realize that.
I love it. Well, I love, I love the work that you're doing. And again, that really is the brighter side. If we can help so many people in this. So again, Michael Platt, and you're located in Palm Desert. I'll have to come visit you. I'm out there a lot.
Okay. And by the way, the book is also available on Amazon, and they can read the reviews on it and see what they think.
Okay. I love it. Well, thank you again.
It's been my pleasure. Thank you.
All right. Hey, you got it. All right. We are going to take a really quick break. When we come back, we're going to be talking with Daniel Stather, and we're going to be talking about he is a life coach, energy healer, speaker, intuitive. And we're going to bring in the abundance for the last part of 2023. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Like a small boat on the ocean.
TNT Anger Management Services knows that sometimes we get overwhelmed at work and home with our deadline. Try these three tips to help you regain order and focus. Number one, staying focused on the priority should be your main objective. Number two, we all know the word multitasking is highly overrated, so try to keep it simple. Number three, set boundaries for yourself, eliminating side talk and chatter, which can be really disrupting when you have a deadline. These are just some ways to collect oneself, complete your lead task. For more information, visit tntams.com. Or if you're experiencing a lack of focus and anger, please feel free to call Norman Thatcher, the facilitator and owner of TNT Anger Management, directly, 818-264-6255. That's 818-264-6255, or go to tntams.com.
If you're a business owner or looking to be one, put Littlefoot Construction on the top of your list. Littlefoot Construction specializes in restaurant remodels, tenant improvements, office remodels. Call Littlefoot Construction with all your commercial and industrial needs. Littlefoot Construction works with big or small businesses. Or even if it's a dream, Littlefoot Construction will make your vision come true. Call Littlefoot Construction at 805-491-2759. That's 805-491-2759 for all your construction needs.
The Kim Pagano Show is proud to partner with the eWomen Network as they continue to help millions of women entrepreneurs achieve their goal of $1 million in annual revenue. The eWomen Network accelerated events take place the first Wednesday of each month at the beautiful Los Robles Greens in Thousand Oaks. The event will include lunch with wonderful speakers talking about relevant topics for your business and many opportunities to network with potential clients and make connections. Come join the fun and elevate your business. The eWomen Network only requires one lifetime member membership fee and a monthly fee to stay active on their website. Come find out how the eWomen Network is different than the other networking groups. Apply now on their website at
eWomenNetwork.com/chapters/Calabasas-665. That's eWomenNetwork.com/chapters/Calabasas-665.
Manhattan of Camarillo, located in the heart of the beautiful Santa Rosa Valley, is a locally owned, multi-regional classic Italian restaurant with an extensive wine list. You'll be greeted with warm, friendly, attentive service. Wednesday evenings from 3 to 8 p.m., Manhattan of Camarillo offers a signature three-course menu for $25. For a bit more casual atmosphere, check out Trivia Thursdays in their beer garden with a full bar and craft beer selections. If you're into live music, come see some of Ventura County's premier local talent where you can dance the night away on a large dance floor. Manhattan of Camarillo's private wine and banquet room holds up to 40 people. Make your reservations today or book your next private party. Dinner is served Tuesday through Saturday with easy access off the 101 at Pleasant Valley Road.
Call today for a reservation at 805-388-5550.
That's 805-388-5550. Or go to themanhattanofcamarillo.com.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show.
Finally, on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone. And again, thank you so much for joining us here on the Kim Pagano Show. And of course, Daniel's been here several times. I'm excited to have him back. And of course, he's a life coach, an energy healer, a speaker, intuitive. He has actually worked on me. And I have to tell you, it's pretty interesting and it's very inspirational. And of course, we're going to be talking about, we are in the last week of September of 2023, and we're going to bring in the abundance for the last part of 2023. And if you are interested, maybe you set some goals, maybe, you know, it's like we don't want to look back, but we want to look forward. And if you haven't already achieved those goals, Daniel, are you going to help us do that?
Absolutely.
All right. Thank you so much for being here.
Of course. Thank you for having me.
Yeah. Tell everybody a little bit about yourself and of course, who you are, and also give out your website too, please.
Sure. Yeah. I mean, I've gone through many different struggles. I know we're talking about abundance today, and that was one of them, realizing that there's so many different sources that it really stems from, mostly from our childhood growing up and all our environments. But you know, even with all that, changing seven different careers in my lifetime, really understand about like the true human potential and how to shift energy and really give everybody the opportunity to really step in their true potential. So I help people move through any kind of energy blocks and things that are standing in their way to really achieve a joyous, but a fun, abundant life. And so my website is danielstather.com. DanielStather.com.
Perfect. All right. So how can we do this? How can we, I guess, unblock ourselves? All right. You know, I mean, most of us are aware that we might be our own worst enemy, correct?
Yeah, it is. It comes down to sometimes really just how we're not even consciously aware of it, where we talk ourselves down, right? I think the power of our words are pretty intense, and we don't put value on that. So really a lot of, you know, what we refer to as negative self-talk is pretty big. Like switching that in and of itself will help. And then a lot of times, you know, how we talk to others as well, right? So that's really energetically within us. When we, you know, put down or judge another person or, you know, make fun of somebody else, that's really a reflection of what internally we have to deal with.
Right. Wow. So what can we do? I mean, like, what, how do you do this? What's the best way?
The best way is really awareness. The first step is always awareness, right? And I think, you know, most of the reasons why people hire me is that they don't really know, or if they do know, it's not the level that they need to know. And when we get into, you know, the energy shifting of things, then you can really see a lot of stuff happen and move out that was there that you didn't even realize was an issue until we get into question, but a lot of times is that, you know, just by thinking about what were certain things that your parents said or did, right? Mm-hmm. If we really sit back and become aware of like, oh, wow, I do that habit, or I say that a lot, or I'm a lot like my parents, right? And it's because of the, just being so much around that environment, we are a product of the product of our environment. And so this is the kind of the first step of that.
Right. You know, it's funny. I was on a training yesterday, actually, and they were talking about, you know, as a baby, we just come out with like no thoughts, no, you know, fears, no nothing, right? And then we're basically kind of like instilled in what, you know, this is the way, you know, don't talk to strangers, make sure you, you know, do this, right? So they start putting all these thoughts in, and before you know it, we get to where we are in our life and we're like, okay, that doesn't really feel right anymore. How do you start to change all of those thoughts? And so this is a perfect, you know, analysis of what you have to do, because if your life's not working the way you want it, it kind of reminds me also of another thing, you know, this lady that for years they used to put this pot roast in a small pan. And now we have larger pans, right? But she would cut off the end and put it in there. And somebody said, well, how can we do that? She goes, you know, oh, because so it can fit in the pan. Well, you know, we need to change with the times, correct?
Yeah, I know exactly what you're talking about, right? Everybody just kept doing it the same old way without ever questioning why they were doing it. And it was just because they didn't have a big enough pan, where here you kept wasting the food, right? So it's kind of...
Right.
That kind of highlights a big point of the fact that the word that comes would be just blind faith, right? We just go by what somebody else did based on a true faith of what somebody else said and did, and say, oh, well, that's how it is just because so-and-so said so, right? So we do have a lot of these that are really stopping us to think that, you know, especially when it comes to feeling deserving of having wealth. Right. Or feeling worthy of having a budget.
Right.
Right. There's no difference between the Henry Ford, who created a car that gave us the ability to travel long distances in a shorter period of time. Right. Than somebody that invented, you know, underwear. Right. So it's still bringing something to the marketplace that provides a benefit or a solution to a problem that we have. Right. That's all really, you know, products and services are. Right. So.
Yeah.
Why should we feel undeserving or unworthy of having, you know, a very successful company doing that?
Yeah, I love that. I love that, Daniel. And again, give out your website so that our listeners, because you have where they can go on there and actually work with you, right?
Yeah, so you would just sign up for a consultation, and then we would see, you know, what's actually we need to work on, right? Because that's the thing about energy. It's not really like a silo where, okay, it's just abundance and it doesn't touch any other areas of your life. It's really all encompassing, right? But the nice thing about when you do energy work or coaching, that, you know, in once you shift the energy somewhere, it's going to shift everywhere else. So, you know, it's important to realize that, you know,
some people... And also living with the poverty mindset. That's like a lot of what some people do. They really don't feel worthy. They don't think that they are deserving of the abundance, correct?
Yeah, that has a lot to do with it. I think subliminally or subconsciously, along the ways, a little bit, maybe how it's interpreted in religion is somehow, you know, maybe the source of that, where, you know, you have to fear God, or, you know, you almost like this realization that you can't have money because of, you know, how God views things. And I think that's interesting, because I really think that we're all supposed to be abundant. And, you know, however we determine that, we think that, you know, whoa, well, as long as I have just food on my table, I'm okay. Right. That type of stuff. I think that in and of itself, like we were talking earlier about just being aware of these types of concepts we have, where we're really just putting ourselves in a certain box, right, of what we think we can have. And that's in and of itself a detriment, a poverty mindset, right? Or we're just saying, well, as long as I have, you know, just enough to pay my bills, well, that's not really living, right? That's not really enjoying life. I mean, you right. should have extra to be able to go and do things that you want to do and explore life.
Right. I love that. So, you know, when you hear the word like energy healing and that kind of stuff, people, I mean, now it's so known, but years ago, people would be like, I'm not having somebody touch my energy, right? You know, how can you explain kind of how that's done and how it's done actually over the phone and over Zoom or, you know, that's the way to do it, correct?
Yeah, right. Exactly. Well, what's interesting is we're actually always in energy exchange, especially when, you know, most people aren't aware of how to maintain their own energy, right? So if you ever had that experience where you walk into a room and you could just sense that there was like, if the energy's off, right? Or there was an argument or something, you're like, nah, this doesn't feel comfortable, and you're going to walk out of the room. That's energy, right? Or mm-hmm. if you notice that, you know, it's hot outside versus cold outside, that's energy. So it's not like it's something you have to be scared of or concerned about, and
it's more of a feeling, right? It's a feeling of, you know, it's all about managing your mind, because you can turn that energy around if you have the knowledge, correct?
Yeah, to a certain degree you can. To a certain degree, right? I think the way I was taught, which makes perfect sense, is we're all kind of the same, right? I believe that we're all healers, but it's about really coming into the knowledge of utilizing how we're built, right? And
right.
understanding that and opening up that so that we can do that. But if that's something you don't want to do, that's certainly your choice, right?
That's right.
Something that it would be forced to anybody. So it's just a matter of realizing that that's everybody's abilities, right? And so when it comes to doing that, it's I just move it, so there is no real distance. The distance in time doesn't exist when it comes to energy healing, because energy is everywhere all the time. It always exists, right? So just by some instances where I don't even see the person, I just can hear their voice on a Zoom call, but if you give me the location where you're located, that's all I would need, and I could still
wow.
work on you, right?
That's so crazy.
So,
yeah.
Right, exactly. So it's, again, it's nothing you have to be afraid of. It works 100% of the time, all the time. And
right.
Yeah. So yeah, that's what's beneficial about this work, and that, you know, it'll always get results whether you're on camera or not.
I love it. And so, if somebody isn't having abundance in their life, what would be the question that you would ask everybody?
Well, ask yourself why. Why
yeah.
do you think that you don't want abundance? What do you think is causing that block or that resistance to it?
Right.
You know, you can talk to your innate or your, you know, the spirit within you or your soul, right? However you want to refer to it as. You can get answers. So it's not like you're totally, you know, left out, left field. And so, but the thing is that it can be multiple things. So, but at least if you got one answer, that's something that you didn't have before, and you can start there.
Right. And working with you just really, you know, speeds it up, right? You got into this work. Talk to a little bit about how you got into this work.
Well, in the beginning, I was really, yeah, no, exactly. I really just had a lot of different health issues, but I also knew I had abundance issues too. So it was along the lines of really getting myself back into homeostasis and clearing everything out. So I had a lot of mercury poisoning because of silver amalgam fillings in my teeth. If you have those, I recommend you get those out right away and then do some heavy metal cleanses. And then, you know, I did have sleep apnea that wasn't quite addressed for a long period of time. And so once I got those under wraps and really did some cleanses and got on the health track, everything started changing around. And then I went to energy healing school, which really kind of brought is are just as important as you know, personal hygiene, in my opinion, right? Because if everything's energy, you keep yourself clear and clean on the inside, then you're able to not only be a more effective healer, but just to be able to go through life with ease and grace so much easier by managing.
Wow, I love that. And Daniel, since you've been doing this now, do you ever have those days that you get anxious? Or how do you clear yourself of that, feeling that anxiousness?
Yeah, I mean, it comes up here and there, but there's certain ways. A lot of times it's just calling it out, right? So you want it. So, okay, I feel you. I'm anxious. I want to see you. Show me what this is. I want to unconditionally love this part of myself and just let that energy kind of surface and leave.
Right.
That's the kind of a way. It's kind of like a letting go process, right? But people, what they tend to do is just fight it. So I'm just,
right.
They just call it out and they just like don't, I don't even think they have the awareness that they can even shift that in the moment. So they don't really bother, right? So that's the other thing. It's just an unknown of how to deal with the energy when it comes up.
I love that. And guess we should, you know, you and I have talked about this before, but for our listeners out there, what are you still holding on to that's holding you back, right? Is that a really good question to ask yourself? Do you agree?
Yeah, I think there's always something, especially if it's financial or emotional blocks, mental blocks. There's all kinds of different blocks of different things that we're holding on to. Some past hurts and traumas when we were younger, I see a lot of. When it comes to especially relationships with money and relationships with other people, it really comes down to, traumas or different things that is just unresolved energy that's within us. So once we get to those causes, which is kind of my forte, I really enjoy like kind of peeling back the onion and getting to all that so that really people can be free and just, you know, where before it'd be, okay, every time I go to the in-laws and I just have this anxiety or trepidation or whatever, now it's like, oh, I can just sit there and if they ask me a question I can answer it and they can I can have fun and there's no more emotional pull on me. That's a huge win, right? You could just be yourself for a change.
Got it. All right, well, again, thank you so much for all this information. Give out your website one more time, and I can't wait to have you back because there's so many more questions I have for you.
Yeah, so it's danielstather.com, danielstather.com. And it was great to be on the show. Thanks for having me. Take care, everybody.
Thank you, Daniel. I appreciate it. And really, take him up on going to his website and meeting with him and get unblocked for the 2023, the rest of the remainder. So. All right. Thank you, Daniel. All right. We are going to move right into our next guest, Scott Agnew, and he is a long-term leader, the hidden secrets of the power of soft skills to go from CEO to successful business owner. And empathy is actually not a weakness in leadership, and I'm excited to talk with him. And, of course, let's welcome Scott. Are you there?
I am. Nice to
How
be
are
here,
you?
Kim. How are you doing? Yeah,
I'm
great.
I'm very good. Good. Talk to us a little bit about who you are and, of course, how you got started. And, I'm excited to hear what you have to say.
Well, I'm glad you're excited to hear what I have to say.
I love business, so that's what it's all about, you know.
So I got in the real estate business when I was 18 years old and held my license since that time. I took about a 15-year hiatus, though, and got into the corporate world and became a corporate sales manager, regional leader, and eventually vice president for a company called S.C. Johnson & Son. You guys would know it as Johnson Wax.
Mm-hmm.
And did that for 15 years and then got back into real estate when a buddy of mine called me and wanted to start this new venture, and he asked me to join him, and I did. And it didn't take long before we kind of took off in the Phoenix area. We grew our little brokerage to about 35 agents that were doing about $100 million in volume, but that's back in 1994. And that's when the average house price was about $108,000, to give you an idea.
Wow.
And then we were looking for a better way to do business, and we were introduced to Keller Williams Realty, and they had a great business model that really put the agents first. So I was very excited about it because I was always trying to figure out how to, you know, best serve my agents. And from there, we, you know, got a foothold in Phoenix. We grew it to about 250 agents in about 18 months. And from there, I got the rights to develop the Utah area. And, you know, at one point I owned, you know, several franchises. So, but now I just own a couple.
Oh, okay. Okay. So how do you get started for our listeners that, why is it so important for, to be skilled, as leaders?
Well, you know, you've heard the saying, no one succeeds alone, right? You've heard that.
And, well, I've heard that we are better together, first of all, right?
We're better. Really, okay, that's a good way to put it. We are better together.
Yeah, we are better together.
There's no I in team, right? There's no I in team. Okay, all that stuff. All right.
I love it. But, I also heard early on, I'm serious, I owned a hair salon at 21, and I was like, there was days. Let's just say there was days. And my dad used to tell me it's lonely at the top. And I was like, oh, my gosh, that is such a true statement. But then when I really learned that it's actually not, because if you have your team or you surround other people into your what you're invested in, you don't have to be alone.
Right. In fact, when you hear this, nobody, you know, I can say it another way. Nothing of any significance is ever accomplished alone, right? So if you really want to, you know, have an organization that delivers on your promise, whatever that is, whatever business you're in, you need to have a team of people that understand their roles, their goals, how they are measured, and what they're doing, their part, and how that plays into the success in the organization. A lot of times you don't have, everybody doing a job, but they don't really understand how it plays into the organization, how it actually affects the bottom line and helps them get ahead, you know, with raises and opportunities, et cetera. So it's important that as a long-term leader, you're very clear about what people's career paths are and where they can, where their potential can go to. So it's important you communicate that.
Yeah, it's almost like a rowboat, right? Or a canoe. Everybody's got their part. If one side does it, you go to the right. If you know what I mean, vice versa. So everybody needs to pull their weight, correct?
Yeah, I mean, and if you've got a team, of course, that's the answer. Yes, everybody needs to pull their weight. If you have a team, you know, some players will fall off a little bit sometimes. They get a little inconsistent.
Right.
The team can pick them up. And then it's vice versa. Everybody has their moments. And so a great team knows how to lean on each other when one of them might be having a bad day or something like that.
Because we're human, you know? And having human moments, right?
Right.
Yeah.
And as a leader, it's important that if you do have let's say you have a player that's falling off, and they're inconsistent all of a sudden. And maybe it's because they have a bad family situation, a health situation, whatever it is. It's important for the leader to help them step aside, take a break. Excuse me. Maybe they can come back, maybe not. But it's very difficult for over time for the team to compensate for a weak player. So you have to you also have to be willing to, you know, let that weak player move out. Excuse me.
Careful. Okay. That's getting to you, huh? No. Question. Why managing tasks instead of leading with a clear vision is a big mistake?
Well, this is a big mistake a lot of businesses make. They become tactical rather than strategic. Tactics come and go. The way that, a marketing message. A marketing message is only good for so long, and then it changes. But if you're sticking to a clear strategy, as an example, we want our customers to feel like family. Okay, that's a strategy. And then you can develop tactics around that strategy all the time. But if you don't have in mind that you want your customers or your clients to be like family, I'm not saying that's what everybody should do. I'm just using an example. That's a strategy. Or I want to create a real estate office where nobody will ever want to leave. That's a strategy. And so how do you accomplish that? Well, that's when you get busy and you've got to go to work.
You talk about staying problem focused rather than the outcome focused. Is like a cancer that into your mind. How is that? Can you kind of share a little bit about that?
Well, I mean, everybody's been in organizations where the team is very, quick to point out what the problems are. John Maxwell uses a great term called spotters. And he says spotters are a dime a dozen. What is spot? Anybody can spot the problem. But how many folks come to you with a workable, thought-out solution for the problem? And in many cases, leaders, I think they grow a little bit tone deaf to the problem because they need input in terms of solution, action. Or somebody saying, you know what, that's falling down. Let me go pick it up. I'll go pick it up and I'll take care of it. And that's what a leader's looking for in their team, not to sit and just, circle back on the problem all the time.
Got it. I love it. How can our listeners get your book? And I know we barely touched it, but I want to dig in a little deeper. We are already at the end of our show. So how do they find you and find your book?
Just scottagnew.com, scott-agnew.com. And it's in there. You can get a few little free items. You can check me out. And if you want to order the book, it's right there.
I love it. Thank you so much, Scott. Please download our podcast after it airs here on the radio and share our show with everyone. And again, thank you for what you're doing.
Okay. Thanks, Kim.
You got it. All right, we are going to just roll right into our last guest, and of course, Laura Gimbert from Blasting Body Images, Ideals to Breaking Gender Roles. And women continue to shatter stereotypes, combat comfort. And Laura's going to talk to us about something that a lot of women are going through, and they don't really talk about it, but it affects 80 million women. Let's bring Laura on right now.
Morning. How are you?
I'm good, thanks. Thank you so much for joining us here on the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. And, of course, joining me this morning is Laura Gimbert. And, of course, she's a female empowered coach. Love that. And also a certified doula. I have so many people that I would love to connect you with. But we're going to talk about a topic today that is a little taboo, and a lot of people don't want to talk about it, but it's happening to so many women, and does it happen to men too? Let's just start there.
It's a totally different story with men, and it's definitely okay. Much more common for females, yeah.
Okay, good. Well, so just to start off with, from Blasting Body Images, to Breaking Gender Roles, Women Continue to Shatter Stereotypes, Combat Comforting, and Tell the Truth. And now that we're going to talk a little bit about taking control of some of the common conditions that 80 million women, actually. So don't feel alone if you're listening and you can relate to this, right?
Right.
And of course, let's welcome Laura Gimbert. Welcome, and thank you so much for being here.
Hello. Thank you for having me.
Yeah. Tell us a little bit about yourself and who you are and how you got into this.
Yeah. So I'm Laura. I'm a pregnancy, birth, postpartum doula. So that's my expertise. And one of the issues I see a lot is, as we're going to talk today, bladder leakage. Mm-hmm. But I started because I felt alone in my journey. I felt like I didn't get the support I needed through my pregnancies and postpartums and all the challenges that come with. And I feel like women need this type of support emotionally and physically to find solutions to the problems, because there are, you know, and we just don't speak about them.
I love it. Yeah. And you know what, when we, I always call like our mess is our magic or message, you know, and so mm-hmm. that's exactly what you did here. And so how common is bladder leakage or incontinence, and why is it such a taboo? I mean, like people think they're, like you just said, you're alone, not anybody else is doing this, but you see by the products out there that there's a lot of people probably going through this.
For sure. So it's extremely common. Two-thirds of U.S. women experience some sort of bladder leakage in their life. So it can happen when you cough, when you walk, when you jump, when you sneeze, or for no reason at all. So everyone experiences bladder leakage differently, but it is definitely something that a lot of us experience. 78 million women in the United States do, from moderate to severe cases, right? So it is a taboo because it's an embarrassing topic and because no one speaks about it. We feel alone, so we don't want to speak about it, and we're more embarrassed about it. So that's why we're here today. You know, we need to talk about it because it's common and it's normal to experience it. So yeah, we need to talk about it and feel less lonely, know the solutions.
I love it. And I love bringing stuff like this to my show. I'll tell you why. I've been a hair therapist forever. You hear at the mm-hmm. darkest, you know, secrets and things going on. And if I can bring somebody some peace or some comfort in any way, I love to talk about that. So if somebody's experienced this, you know, I had four children, and you know, yes, you have like no more room in your bladder. And so you laugh, you cough, right? You know, but what mm-hmm. other issues, and what other things would bring this on? And it's so important to really talk to your doctors about this, correct?
Yeah, correct. So there's basically the main reason why we start having incontinence is because of a weak pelvic floor. And that can happen for many reasons. It can be aging alone. It weakens our pelvic floor muscles. It can also be, as you mentioned, for a life event like pregnancy and birth, which also cause a lot of tension and stress on our bladder pelvic floor muscles too. Weight gain even, and medications can cause it too. So there's a lot of different reasons, and it can happen anytime from your 20s to your 80s. It can start anytime. So that's why, yes, we need to talk to trained experts so that we can get the right treatments, but also to our friends and family, because we can also find solutions and therapists and referrals through them as well.
I love it. Okay. And so let me ask you, if somebody's experiencing these, what products are there to help them?
Yeah. So there's plenty of good options in the market, of course, but my favorite one is Fit Right Fresh Start. Basically, it's a complete line of product. It has a variety of sizes to meet all needs, from a moderate support with discreet liners to a severe support with underwear. It's the only brand in the market that has Arm & Hammer baking soda for odor control, which is very important to be confident knowing that you are not going to smell, right?
Yes.
Super absorbent too. It holds up to 5 cups, which is also important for some people with
crazy. Yeah, wow.
I know. Okay. I know. But also they have the lightest pads as well. So you can find that middle ground or whatever product that suits you so that you can feel also comfortable but secure, right? And then they don't have any chemicals or fragrances, which when we look for a feminine care product like this, it is very important to look for that as well.
Yeah. And in fact, I remember years ago, like talc powder, you want to make sure that nothing has that in it, right? I mean, look at all the things we never knew before. And now they, you know, show so many things that are very dangerous for you. And so what's the brighter side of message for all of this so that we can not feel alone and know that, you know, it's not just you, Laura?
Yeah. So, well, you know, the one thing I also want to mention is that there are natural things that you can do to minimize and improve. So first, knowing that you're not alone to feel, you know, less lonely, but also knowing that you can take charge and do things to even prevent it or make it improve. So whether you don't have any bladder leakage yet, you can start doing these things. And if you're already experiencing a severe case of bladder leakage, it's never too late to begin. So pelvic floor therapy is the thing that you can do to make it better, because we want to strengthen the pelvic floor muscles to support the bladder so we can leak less, right? So that is great to do even in your 20s and through your life. It's really easy. It's not just Kegels. There's a lot of different things you can do. So definitely look for a pelvic floor program that you can follow online or go to a pelvic floor therapist.
Oh, that's really, okay, great. And so where can we find out, where can our listeners go to find out more of this kind of stuff and to find you?
Yeah. So you can go to Fit Right Fresh Start for fitrightfreshstart.com for a lot of resources, a lot of educational content, as well as the products we mentioned. And then mm-hmm. you can find me on Instagram at laura.gimbert, where I also share a lot of educational content like this.
I love it. I love it. Laura, you'll have to come back. And thank you so much for joining us here. Let's, follow each other on social. And
yes.
And then also share our podcast, because after it airs here on the radio, then it goes on to my podcast. And that is the Kim Pagano Show.
Okay, perfect. Yeah.
All right. Thank you so much for bringing this message to us. And again, it is truly the brighter side when you feel like you're not alone. And, and there's things that you can do to change it. So thanks again.
Yeah. Thank you for having me and talking about it.
All right. You got it. Have a great rest of your day. Take care.
You too. Bye.
Bye-bye. All right. Well, again, thank you so much for joining us here on the Kim Pagano Show, the brighter side of life. And of course, I always end my show with a moment of happiness. No matter what happens, I will offer my best self today. I hope that you are living your best life. And again, if you want to connect with me, text me at 805-419-0008. I'd love to have a conversation with you. All right, have a great rest of your day.